The Rav Zichrono Livracha gave a Yahrzeit Shiur many, many years ago on Gimel Shvat in honor of the Yahrzeit of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Zatzal. And the topic, the subject of that particular Yahrzeit Shiur was Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And the Rav began the Shiur by quoting a very interesting psak of the Chayei Adam, which is in Klal 24, Chav Dalet Sif Yud. And he quotes an interesting psak in the name of Rabbi Abele Pasalviller, who says that if one forgot mistakenly on Rosh Hashanah, and instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, he said HaKel HaKadosh, and we know that the din is that in such a case you go back to Shmone Esrei, Rabbi Abele paskined that with regard to the nights of Rosh Hashanah, you would not have to repeat Shmone Esrei if you mistakenly said HaKel HaKadosh. And his logic was based on the sugya in Brachos, on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, regarding someone who mistakenly omitted the Aleph V'Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh. And as we know, the halacha is that he doesn't repeat Shmone Esrei in such a case. The Gemara offers a reason, Mishum She'ein Mekadshin Es HaChodesh B'Laila. Bezdin didn't sit at night, and therefore there's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Therefore, the same logic should apply on the night of Rosh Hashanah. Since there was no Kiddush HaChodesh, it would not be shayach to determine that tonight is Rosh Hashanah. And at least on the first night, if one forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, just as if one had forgotten Yalav Yavo, he would not repeat Shmone Esrei. And on the face of it, he's correct. What's the difference between Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh and HaMelech HaKadosh on the night of Rosh Hashanah? But yet the psak seems very radical, very revolutionary. Nothing that we know of in any of the poskim seems to reflect this view. It's brand new, and we know of this psak from no other source except for this one. So the question is, what sense to make out of this? In general, the halacha that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Amud Beis quotes in the name of Rav, that we don't repeat Shmone Esrei for the omission of Yalav Yavo on the night of Rosh Chodesh because Ein Mekadesh Es HaChodesh B'Laila, that halacha itself needs explanation. Of course, let's differentiate between two periods in history. There was a period of time when there was Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. But then, subsequent to that, we know that there was Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. The calendar was established. So let's take, for example, the time period of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. They really didn't know when Rosh Chodesh was. And therefore, the determination of Rosh Chodesh was made by Beis Din, and in the morning, the day was determined, was established to be Rosh Chodesh. But at night, there was no way to know. Therefore, if one omitted Yalav Yavo at night, for sure they wouldn't ask him, they wouldn't expect him to repeat Shmone Esrei. In fact, I wonder b'chlal at night if there was Yalav Yavo, because it was impossible to set up that night as Rosh Chodesh. However, once the period of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah terminated, once the establishment of the new month was set by the Cheshbon, by the calendar, then we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is. And Rosh Chodesh begins at night and ends 24 hours later. Or in the case of a double day, it's 2 days. So why would the halacha be that we don't return and we don't repeat Shmone Esrei if we forgot Yalav Yavo? What's the difference between Shacharis and Arvis? Both have the same identical status as Rosh Chodesh. The day is inherently Rosh Chodesh. On the Gemara, perhaps you could say that the halacha was formulated during the period of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, when they still accepted Edu, witnesses came and testified, and then they established the Chodesh. And that would make sense. However, the Gemara goes on and apparently applies this halacha even during the period of the later period of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon. Because HaMeimer and Rav Ashi were much later historically than the period of Tkufas HaRe'iyah, and they had a debate about this very same halacha. And the question arises, how did HaMeimer and Rav Ashi know that Rav's halacha, established much earlier, would apply even during this period of time, during the time of Cheshbon? Rav, who says that you don't repeat Shmoneh Esrei if you omit Yalav Yavo, did not distinguish between two types of Rosh Chodesh, two ways in which we establish Rosh Chodesh. There's something called a Chodesh Mole, and there's something called a Chodesh Chaser. In the case of a Chodesh Chaser, when Rosh Chodesh should fall on the 30th day of the last of the previous month, then they did not know when the night came whether or not indeed the next morning would be established, would be sanctified as Rosh Chodesh. But supposing we take the case of a Chodesh Mole, it means that we've already passed the 30th day. In such a case, we know for a fact, absolute certainty, that the 31st day is Rosh Chodesh. In fact, they could be Mekadesh the Chodesh in any event, in such a case. Me'elav, automatically. Min HaShamayim. Whether or not witnesses came, or they didn't came. So in such a case of a Chodesh Mole, where the previous month was 30 days, and the first day of the new month is on the 31st day, why would the halacha still be maintained that one who omits Yalav Yavo at night would not repeat Shmoneh Esrei? It doesn't seem to make any sense, because there's no element of doubt here. We know for sure, even at the time of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, that the night is Rosh Chodesh, the night following the 30th. From the fact that Rav made no such distinction and universally ruled that if one forgot Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, he does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei, apparently his halacha is not based on suffik at all. Even barring a suffix, even in a case of certainty, the same halacha would still apply. And that explains, that justifies why HaMeimer and Rav Ashi understood as a simple matter that this halacha of Rav would apply even during the later period of Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, when the calendar was established. And all the Rishonim, all the Poskim bring down this halacha, even though they're addressing our period of time, when the calendar exists. But once again, we have to come back to our original question. What is this? What underlies this halacha? What's the meaning behind it? Why should we use it? Why should we apply it, even in a case where we're absolutely certain about the status of the night and its inherent part of Rosh Chodesh? Another question that we'd like to ask on the same issue is a Gemara to explain a sugya in Brachos on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara suggests that if one forgot Yalav Yavo on Rosh Chodesh, for example, Shacharis, he doesn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei because he has Musaf coming up. If he forgets Musaf, he still has the possibility of mentioning the day in Mincha. Now, on Yontif, the Gemara doesn't apply that logic. For example, if a person, instead of reciting Shacharis of Yontif, would recite a Shacharis of Chol, or in any event, during Chol HaMoed, he would omit Yalav Yavo, he would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, even though he has Musaf coming up. And if he messed up on Musaf, he would still have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei, despite the fact that he has Mincha coming around. So why is it that with regard to Rosh Chodesh, it's sufficient if he mentions it the next tefillah, Yalav Yavo, even though he omitted it in the previous, in Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, that doesn't work. A third sugya that we should look into is the Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chav Dalid in Shabbos. The Gemara has a suffix. The Gemara vacillates back and forth about whether Yalav Yovel should be mentioned on Rosh Chodesh in benching in Birkas HaMazon. Ibailuhu, the Gemara says. You'll take a look, it's the third source. Ma'u lahazkir Rosh Chodesh b'Birkas HaMazon. Should we mention it or not? Imtim Salomar b'Chanukah, Dirabbanan lo tzarich, we don't have to mention Alanisim on Chanukah, because Chanukah is only Dirabbanan, but Rosh Chodesh is Doraisa, and therefore it makes sense that we should mention Rosh Chodesh in benching. O Dilma, perhaps came into Lo Asur Basias Malacha, since Rosh Chodesh is not endowed with the sanctity that generates an Isur Malacha and prohibits and joins us from the categories of Malacha. It's not like the case of Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, lo maskerinon, we should not mention Rosh Chodesh in benching. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that we are obligated to mention it in benching. But let's focus for a moment on the suffix itself. What was the Gemara unclear about? I mean, if the Gemara thinks that you need Isur Malacha in order to mention the day, then why doesn't the Gemara raise the same question with regard to Tefillah, with regard to Shmon Esrei? It seems that there was no question that in the case of Shmon Esrei, on Rosh Chodesh, we have to mention Yalav Yovo in davening, despite the fact that there's no Isur Malacha. So therefore, the very fact that there is a requirement to mention Rosh Chodesh in Tefillah, that should prove, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Azkara does not depend upon Isur Malacha. And therefore, even in benching, like in tefillah, we should mention Yalav Yovel despite the fact that there's no Isur Malacha. Why does the Gemara think that it should be a distinction between Azkara and tefillah and Azkara and Birkas HaMazon? The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, let's read it inside. You'll see it. Yosef Rav Izeira Achori Rav Gidol V'Yosef Rav Gidol Kami Rav Huna V'Yosef V'Kamar Tov Lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos Omer Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos L'Menucho L'Yamo Yisrael B'Ahava L'Yos U'Lebris Baruch Mekadesh Shabbos. So the Gemara enumerates all sorts of substitute haskaros for someone who accidentally omitted mentioning the day. And the Gemara goes through the case where he omitted mentioning Shabbos, he omitted mentioning Yontif. And then the Gemara says, what happens if he didn't mention Rosh Chodesh? And the Gemara vacillates on the following point. What exactly is the Nusach that substitutes for Yalav Yovo? Baruch Shenosan Rosh Chodeshim L'Yam Yisrael Zikaron. Says the Gemara, Lo Yadan, I don't know. I Amar Be Simcha, I Lo Amar Be Simcha. Should he mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? Should he not mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh? I Chasim Ba, I Lo Chasim. Whereas in the cases of Shabbos and Yontif, clearly, he needs a Chasimah, he has to end with Baruch Atah Hashem. Here, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara vacillates, and indeed, La Halacha we Paskin, then on Rosh Chodesh, he simply recites Baruch Shenasan Rosh Chodeshim L'Yam Yisrael Zikaron. He does not mention Simcha, and he does not add any Chasima. Why does the Gemara distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif on the one hand, and Rosh Chodesh on the other? After all, in the case of Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yovo, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. We're talking now about tefillah. We're not talking about tefillah, we're talking about Birkas HaMazon. I stand corrected. So again, in the case of Shabbos and Yontif, if you omitted Ritzei or Yalav Yovo in benching, you have to repeat benching, or alternatively add this insert, this Baruch Shenasa. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Yovo in benching, then you don't repeat benching. So the question now is, what is the Gemara vacillating about with regard to this Asher Nosan Rosh Chodeshim? And the Gemara vacillates back and forth exactly how to formulate it, but the Gemara clearly assumes that you begin a bracha, you don't have a chesima according to the halacha, but you at least open the bracha with Asher Nasa and Baruch Hashem Atah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam Shenasa Rashi Chadashim Lizikar L'Am Yisrael. But yet it's very strange, because this Asher Nasan is a Matbea Shel Bracha, and you're going to add this bracha in a case where you forgot Yalav V'Yavo, when the halacha is that if you forgot Yalav V'Yavo and you finish benching, then you don't repeat benching. So why then does the Gemara assume, the Gemara postulates, that you certainly add a bracha Asher Nasan in honor of Rosh Chodesh? Once we assume that there's no din of repeating Birkas HaMazon, why should you add another bracha to Birkas HaMazon? Now, the main sugya that we want to see is the Gemara in Erchin on Daf Yud Amud Aleph. This is where we'll really sink our teeth into the distinction between Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, which will shed a light on a lot of the questions that we raised. Emir Tzashem. The Gemara in Erchin on Daf Yud analyzes the Mishnah of Bishnei Masar Yom B'Shana Cholil Makel Ifnei HaMizbeach. There were 12 days that had a separate ceremony that took place in the Beis HaMikdash in front of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara identifies these 12 days as days that Yochid Gomer Bahen Es HaHalil. These are days in which we complete the Halil. In other words, the recitation of Halil includes the entire Halil. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yod Tzadok Shmona Esrei Yomim Shayochid Gomer Ben Esak Halil. In addition to the 12 days that are mentioned in the Mishnah in Erchin, there are a bunch of other days in which were added later. What are these days? Shmona Simei Achag. We have the 7 days of Sukkot, plus the 8th day, which is called Shmini Atzeres, and Chutzot is also Simchas Torah. Shmonis Yimei Chanukah, 8 days of Chanukah. The Yontif HaRishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, not Chol HaMoed for some reason, which the Gemara is going to have to address. The Yontif Shel Atzeres, and of course Chag HaShavuos. Ubagola and Chutz Loretz, Esrim V'Echol, we have to add 3 extra days to the 18. We have to add one day to Sukkot, and that's Simchas Torah. And then we have to add another day to Pesach, the second day of Pesach. And the same in the case of Shavuos. So the Gemara attacks the question, Maishna B'chag, the Amrinan Kol Yoma. Why is it that on Sukkot, every day of Sukkot deserves Hallel, even Chol HaMoed? Maishna b'Pesach, the lo aminin kol yoma. We do not recite Hallel every day of Pesach, only on Yontif of Pesach. And the Gemara offers a very strange answer that has to be understood. Dechag, in the case of Sukkot, chalukim b'karbonoseihem. Every day of Sukkot has its own karma. That's different from the day before and the day after. The Pesach ain't chalukim b'karbonoseihem. In the case of Chag HaPesach, every day has the identical korban as the day preceding it. Shabbos, the Gemara asks, the Chalukah b'korban osel lema. Shabbos has its own unique korban. Why not recite Hallel on Shabbos? And the Gemara answers, lo ikri moed. We have 2 conditions. Number one, it has to be moed, and it has to have a unique korban different than the day before and the day after. So the Gemara asks, Rosh Chodesh dikrei moed lema. Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. We'll have to see where Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, but it also has its own carbon. Let's recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara, of course, understands that amongst the 18, the 21 days of Hallel, Rosh Chodesh is not included. That would add another 12 days to the count. And the Gemara answers, Lo ikdish basias melocha. Tiksiv hashir yelochem kalel his kadesh chag. Laila makudish lechag ton shir v'shena makudish chag. Ain't on Shiva. The Gemara derives from a pasuk in Nach that there's a 3rd condition necessary for Hallel. It's not enough that it has its own carbon. It's not enough that it's called a Moed. It's not enough until you have Isur Moloch. So Shabbos is bumped off, even though it has Isur Moloch, it has its own carbon, because Shabbos is not called a Moed. Rosh Chodesh has as Moed, has its own karma, it's bumped off because it has no Isur Malacha. So the Gemara asks Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, these two holidays have all three conditions. The Ikru Moed, the Ikdish Basias Malacha, they have their own karma, they're called Moed, and they have an Isur Malacha. Lema, why don't we say Hal on these days? And here we have the famous statement of Rabbi Avo, that the Sifrei Chaim and the Sifrei Mesim are Psuchim Lefanov, the Yisrael Omrim Shira. These are not days that are appropriate for the joyous celebration that is the backdrop for reciting Hallel. The Gemara asks about Chanukah, Delav Hachi, Velav Hachi, Uka Omar. Chanukah doesn't have any of these conditions, not one. It's not a Moed, it's not Aser Vasiyas Malacha, it doesn't have a Karban. So the Gemara answers Mishum Nisa, meaning that there are two Mechayivim in Hallel. There's one Mechayiv of the day itself, that means Moed, with the conditions of Karban, a unique Karban, and the Isur Malacha dimension. There's another Mechayiv, another category of Hallel, and that's the nace that took place on that day, and therefore it's appropriate to say Hallel on Chanukah, not mit b'toras, not under the category of the day itself and its joyous celebration, its moed, but rather under the category of miracle, as an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving to Hashem. The Gemara goes on to ask a question about Purim. Purim is also a day of a miracle. Why not recite Hallel? And that's where the Gemara introduces the famous principle of Kriyasa Zui Hilua, that the reading of the Megillah itself substitutes for Hallel. That's the sugya about Hallel in Erech. The Gemara in Titus on Daf Chav Chesam in Beis adds another dimension to this entire picture about Hallel on Rosh Chodesh in this case. Rav Iklo leBavel. Rav came on a trip to Bavel. Chazinu de Kokari Hilula Bereish Yarcha. He noticed in the synagogue that he visited, they were indeed reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Savral Afsakinu. He thought, I better stop them. This is Amaratzis. This is ignorance. But came on the Chaza de Kamedalgi de Luge. Once he became aware of the fact that they were reading half a Hallel, as we call it, in Dilug, Omari declared, Shmamina, Minag Avoseihem, Biyadehem, that they were just simply following a Minag to recite Hallel, but it was not a Chiyuv, it was not an obligation. How does this Minag express itself in a different way? It's only half Hallel, meaning they skip certain paragraphs. And that is a clear indication that they're not reciting Hallel because of the Chiyuv, because of the responsibility, but rather they're reciting Hallel as a minhag. The Gemara goes on and quotes a Braisa, Yochid lo yaschil v'im hischil gomer. That's an interesting Braisa that has to be understood, that even though a Yochid, if he's not together with a Tzibur, does not recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but nevertheless, once he began, he completes. He completes the Hallel. Now, this phrase that the Braisa employs in Masechta Tainis, Yomim She'ein HaYochid Gomer Bohenes HaHallel, it's not exactly clear what the meaning of that phrase is. The Rambam assumes that the Chiyuv Hallel, the Minig of Hallel in these cases, is only incumbent upon the tzibur. It's knowing only be tzibur, not be yachid. That's what it means. She'ein yachid gomer enes ha'halel. Ein ha'yachid kore halel klal. And you'll find this, as you'll find all the details of Hilchos Halel in the third parak of Hilchos Megillah and Chanukah. The Rambam has chosen to incorporate the laws of Hallel in Hilchos Megillah. He says, "Avol berashei chadashim kriyas haHallel minog v'yedo mitzvah uminig zeh betzibur v'yachid lo yikra klal." So, if I'm alone without a minion, I do not, according to the Rambam, I do not read Hallel even b'dilug on Rosh Chodesh. V'yim hischil yashlim, he should complete v'yikra b'dilug kiderech shekorim betzibur. Tosfos in Erchin also has a similar approach, but Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Yudalid Omid Aleph seems to argue with this position. Lav dafki yachid el afilu tzibur kore yachid. When the Brisa employs the word yachid, it shouldn't be taken strictly literally as referring to the individual. It refers to the tzibur as well. But kevan she'ein kol Yisrael biyachad, since it's not a mitzvah which joins together all of Klal Yisrael, like we have in Shechitas HaPesach, therefore it's called Yachid. In other words, it's just like by contrast to another use of the term Tzibur, so therefore they drop the word Tzibur here. V'lav dafka gomer, devadai kaimel unto yomim she'ein ha-yachid gomer salein chov v'leomer klal afilu bediluk. In other words, it comes out that according to Tosfos and Brachos, there's no difference between the Yachid and the Tzibur. However, from the perspective of obligation of Chiyuv, which is the subject of Sugya, the case of Halel Mitzad Minog wasn't even on the agenda. But rather, both the Yachid and the Tzibur are exempt from the mitzvah of Halel, because again, there is no Chiyuv Halel on Rosh Chodesh. And as far as the minig is concerned, we're going to obligate both the Yachid and the Tzibur. So one issue here is the following. Is there a difference between Yachid and Tzibur? The Rambam and Tosfos in Masechet Erchin assume yes, that this minig of reading Halel, reciting Halel on Rosh Chodesh, is incumbent upon the Tzibur as a Tzibur, not on the Yachid at all. Tosfos in Brachos says it's a minig, and there's no difference between Yachid and Tzibur. And that Brisa quoted in Tainus was not addressing the issue of Halel b'diluk, Halel mitzad minuk. Now, in addition to this issue, I want to call to your attention another issue, and that's whether to recite a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. The Rambam in Hilchas Megillah applies the general universal principle that we do not recite a bracha on a minog to this case of Halel on Rosh Chodesh. And therefore he writes, Ein mevarchan olav, she'ein mevarchan al minog. However, Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that even though we don't make a bracha on a minog, for example, on Chibut Arava, nevertheless, we recite a bracha on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. And he says that there's a fundamental difference between Arava and Halel. His language is very fascinating. He says, Da Arava eina ela tiltul, it's only moving something. V'kevan delav takantahi, since it was never established as a takon, as a chiyuv derabanan, ela minhag, it was left as a minhag neviim in this case, Lo chashiva lemikva lo bracha. It's lacking in status. It doesn't have the chashivus to generate a bracha. Halel kriyas halel lo gara mikorei b'Torah. Just as we find that when one reads the Torah, he makes a bracha. So too, halel, which is comprised of Pirkei Tehillim, is no worse than any kriyas haTorah, and therefore deserves a bracha. It's michshav lemikva lo bracha. And Rabbi Nitam equates this with Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, even though Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara establishes at the beginning of Beitza, that it's Midig Avoseihem B'yedchem, nevertheless, we recite a bracha on matzah, on maror, whatever it is. So why is it that we recite a bracha on a Midig? The answer is that there's a chashivus here, a significance, because of Yontif Rishon, and now it spills over into Yontif Sheni. We don't find that by Chibud HaRav. Chibud HaRav is only tiltal. Now, let's point out that in addition to the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam, there are two other opinions. And those are the opinions of the Ravid and the Ramban. The Ramban is quoted by the Magid Mishnah and at the end of Hilchas Brachos. And the Ravid appears in Asogas HaRavid at the end of Hilchas Brachos. According to the Ravid, interesting, on Rosh Chodesh, even though reciting Halel is a minug, nevertheless we do recite a bracha, but he does not give the reasoning of Rabbeinu Tam, and indeed, he goes as far as to say that the same identical Hal B'dilug is read on Chol HaMoed Pesach And that also is a minhag, and therefore we drop the bracha. So we're not willing to say that because it's logara mikriyas haTorah is chashuv lemikvah bracha, because if so, we would apply that logic even to Chol HaMoed Pesach. And yet we don't recite a bracha on Chol HaMoed Pesach, according to the Ravid. It's a mevarach al minhag. So why do we recite, according to the Ravid, a bracha on Hal on Rosh Chodesh? What makes Rosh Chodesh superior and special? Why is it an exception to the rule of Ein Mevarchan Al HaMinog? So the Ravid at the end of Ilchus Bracha says the following: Av Al Shal Rosh Chodesh Bebracha Tiknuha Kedei Lefarsimo Shehu Rosh Chodesh, in order to publicize the day as the day of Rosh Chodesh. The Nosei Kelim, I think I mentioned the Magid Mishnah, I stand corrected, this is in the Kesef Mishnah, quote the Ramban, and the Ramban says the exact opposite. He says that on Chol HaMoed, since it's called a Moed, therefore we're chayev to read Hallel B'dilug and to make a bracha on it, but not on Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramban will apply the universal principle Ein Mevarchan Al HaMinhag to Hallel and Rosh Chodesh, just as the Rambam did. However, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam in the case of Chol HaMoed Pesach, where he insists that we make a bracha because it's called a Moed. Now, let's go back to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that Hal on Rosh Chodesh applies only to the Tzibur. And nevertheless, if the Yochid, the individual, started Hal, we tell him to finish up. I mean, what's that all about? On the surface of it, it doesn't make any sense. First of all, if there's a Kriyas Halel on Rosh Chodesh, on these days which were not included in the original Takana, in the original Takana of the 18 or 21 days, everyone is obligated to read Halel, as we know, whether it's a Yochid or a Tzibur. So once the minhag came into being, the minhag emerged of Kriyas Halel and Rosh Chodesh, why doesn't that minhag follow suit? Why isn't it a mirror image of the Ikar Takana, of the main obligation to read Halel, which applies both to the Tzibur and to the Yochid? And secondly, if only the Tzibur is obligated in reading Halel, why would the Yochid on Rosh Chodesh have an obligation to read the Halel, complete the Halel if he already began, or to complete the half Halel, I should say? And this question is difficult even according to Tosfos, who hold that there is no Halel, no real Chiyuv Halel, Meikra Din, neither on the Yochid nor on the Tzibur, unless all of Israel would get together. And nevertheless, Tosfos postulates that if you began Halel, you have to finish it. Even though this is a minhag which hasn't, you know, at the time of the Gemara, I don't know if this minhag was completely widespread. I mean, after all, Rav was very surprised about it. He probably didn't know about it. So this minhag is very strange, both according to the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and Tosfos. Now, mentioning the Ravid here, the Ravid is very strange. He wants to have a bracha on Hal Rosh Chodesh, even though he denies a bracha in the case of Hal on Chol HaMoed Pesach. And the reason is, Kedei Lefarsimo Shel Rosh Chodesh. Okay, I can understand the Ramban. The Ramban makes a lot of sense. There's a fundamental difference between Hal on Rosh Chodesh and Hal on Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed basically has a Kedusha Sayom. It has an Isur Malacha. It's called a Moed. And let's make a bracha on it. It's not that we're being koveya a bracha on a minhag over here. I mean, the minhag itself reflects the fact that Chol HaMoed Pesach has the elements that engender a Chiyuv Halel. I mean, we're missing the special carbon on each particular day, but the sanctity of the day is there. So therefore we make a bracha. So it's not that the bracha, or the Halel itself, is established simply as a minhag, but rather the Halel is being established as a takana. The only difference being that it's half a Halel. It could be also, we have to check this out, that according to the Ramban, maybe, perhaps the Ramban would say that once the minhag establishes the recitation of Halel on Chol HaMoed Pesach, maybe you should cite the whole Halel. I don't know. But more likely, it's Halel B'dilug. But nevertheless, it's understandable given the fact that this minhag is to extend the takon of Hallel to some extent to Chol HaMoed Pesach, we should make a bracha. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, it's pure minhag. There is no basis for there's no Kiddush Hayom at all. It makes absolutely sense to Ramban that we should drop the bracha, but the Ravid is very peladic. This is an unbelievable Ravid. He says that we should make a bracha on Al Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a minhag, because of Pirsum. Well, what's this Pirsum all about? Now, we quoted before the concept of the possibility that the Gemara in Erchin raises with regard to Rosh Chodesh being a day of Hallel. I'm talking Mikar Adin, it's the main Halach of Hallel, the main obligation of Hallel should apply to Rosh Chodesh because Ikri Moed. However, it's missing Kiddushas Hayom. Now, let's look at Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. In this case, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Chol HaMoed Sukkos also is not sanctified with Isur Melacha, at least on a Doraisa level, according to many Rishonim. Yet, Hallel on Chol HaMoed Sukkos is an absolute chiyuv. I mean, the only reason that Pesach is left out of this chiyuv is because of Eino Cholok B'Karbonosov, but not because it's lacking in the very Shem Chag. So let's understand, if the Shem Chag and the Shem Moed applies to Chol HaMoed Sukkos, despite the fact that according to many Rishonim, as we'll soon see, there's no Isur Melacha on Chol HaMoed Min HaTorah, then on a Doraisa level, Chol HaMoed is Chol HaMoed, in this case Sukkos, should be identical with Rosh Chodesh. What's the difference between the two? You're telling me that Rosh Chodesh is bumped off from Hallel, excluded from Hallel Mikra Din, because it doesn't have Kiddush Sayom, it doesn't have Isur Melacha. Well, the same identical thing happens, is true, for the case of Chol HaMoed. Now, let's even expand the question. Let's ask it in a stronger way. The Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh fills the requirement, the condition of Moed. Now let's take a look at Sukkos. The Torah says with regard to Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos Tasel Chashivas Yomim, 7 days, V'chakosem Es Chag LaShem Shivas Yomim B'Shana. We see clearly from this pasuk, it's explicit, that the category, the status of the day as a chag, is not dependent upon Isur Melacha, but rather Kiddush Sayom. If Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed, and it has a Kiddush Sayom, why is the Gemara upset? Why does the Gemara disqualify Rosh Chodesh for Hallel based on the lack of an Isur Melacha? You see from Sukkos that even if there's no Isur Melacha, again, according to those Rishonim, that there's no Isur Melacha, Dorais on Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, the Torah calls it a Chag. So if that be the case, the Shem Chag, Le'inyan, regarding the obligation to recite Hallel, applies even if there's no Isur Melacha. And we see that, for example, Yalav Yov is a requirement in Birkas HaMazon on Chol HaMoed, even though the Gemara has doubts about Rosh Chodesh regarding Birkas HaMazon, because there's no Isur Melacha, if you recall. The Gemara says the Chanukah is the Rabbanan, Rosh Chodesh is Dorais, that should get Hazkar and Birkas HaMazon. Or no, maybe Old Dilma doesn't have Isur Melacha, and therefore there's no Hazkar and Birkas HaMazon. Now, in the case of Chol HaMoed, we don't have any of these doubts. Chol HaMoed certainly requires an Azkar, not only in Tefillah, Yalav Yom in Tefillah, but also in Birkas HaMazon. Yet, oddly enough, there's no Isur Melacha, but Rosh Chodesh is being bumped from Azkara, according to one side in the Gemara, in Shabbos, based on the fact that there's no Isur Melacha Rosh Chodesh. How is Rosh Chodesh different than Chol HaMoed? Now, at this point, having raised all the questions that we presented, and to make that transition to the answers, we're going to have to talk about the concept of Kedushas Hayom. And I don't think we'll get to do this now. We'll have to do this in part two, which hopefully we'll get the shiur done pretty soon. And we're going to have to set the patterns and the definitions for Kedushas Hayom. And we're going to have to look in a number of different parshios in the Torah. For example, there's Isur Malacha Parsha that's in Parshas Emor. There's the Karban Musaf Parsha in Parshas Pinchas. There's the Chiyuv of Alila Regel in Parshas Re'eh. And then you have, throughout the Torah, Parshios of Moadim, which generate the mitzvos, the unique mitzvos of the day. For example, Matzah on Pesach, or Sukkah on Sukkis. So within this whole constellation of defining the nature of the day as and its sanctity, you have four different dimensions. Where does Rosh Chodesh fit into the picture, and where does Chol HaMoed fit into the picture? In the case of Chol HaMoed, we do have the mitzvos hayom. We have matzah, we have sukkah, we have the mitzvos hayom, we have re'iyah. What we might be lacking is one element, namely the Isur Malacha. In the case of Rosh Chodesh, we seem to be very limited in the expression of Kedush Sayom. Kedush Sayom and Rosh Chodesh seems to express itself only in Parshas Pinchas in terms of the Karban Musaf. So this is going to be our subject of analysis. We're going to have to work and try to define exactly what is the nature and the definition of Kedush Sayom. And does this Kedush Sayom apply to Rosh Chodesh? And if it does, then we're going to have a problem with all the kashas that we raised before. But on the other hand, we do know that Rosh Chodesh has the status of a moed. The Gemara says that outright in Erech, and it also has the Parasha Pinchas, the Kedush Sayom of Karban. What then is the nature of Rosh Chodesh? And finally, we're going to have to come to grips with the question, how do we deal with Chol HaMoed, especially in terms of the question of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, if we assume that Chol HaMoed is lacking Kedush Sayom, insofar as there's no Isur Malacha, and we mentioned that many Rishonim hold there's no Isur Malacha in HaTorah at all on Chol HaMoed, then what actually exempts us from tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So Mirtzah Shem B'li Neder, we'll pick this up next time. Thank you very much.